Shalom, everybody. Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh. But I still thought it might be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah on the seventh Aliyah of Parashat Vayeshev. This Aliyah has 23 psukim. In the last Aliyah, Yosef was thrown in jail. In this Aliyah, two of Paro's officers were also thrown in jail with him, his butler and his baker. They have dreams one night. They wake up. They tell Yosef about the dreams. And with Hashem's help, of course, Yosef interprets the dreams, and the dreams come true. 3 days later, the baker is executed, the butler is returned to service, and Yosef, when he interprets the dreams, tells the butler, "Please remember me when you go free." But the butler forgot all about Yosef. I'd like to share an idea that I have shared in the past. If you went to Shalvim for Women, or if you listened to FMTs in the past, you undoubtedly have heard this idea, and a part of me wanted to apologize for repeating the same idea, but I really feel that I'm not going to apologize. I really feel that this idea is so beautiful that it most certainly is worth repeating. I first heard this idea from Rabbi Joel Cohn, who was the longtime principal of the SIR Elementary School. It's also found in a book in English called Rav Schwab on Prayer. It's on page 425, Rav Shimon Schwab, who died in 1995. And it's also found in the Sefer Shemen HaTov, Volume 1. The book was written by Rav Dov Zev Weinberger Shlita from Williamsburg. We all know the rest of the story. We know what happens to Paro. We know what happens to Yosef. We know what happens to the 7 years of plenty and then the following years of famine. We know about that. But I'd like, with your permission, for just a few moments to tell the following story, which is not the story in the Torah. It is absolutely not the story in the Torah. The following story, though, could have happened very well. Yosef is in jail with the baker and the butler. They wake up one morning with terrible dreams. Yosef is very busy in his corner. They're very busy in their corner. Nobody interprets anybody's dreams. 3 days later, the baker is executed. The butler is restored. And that's the end of the story. Yosef is completely forgotten. He never interpreted anybody's dreams. 2 years later, Paro has a terrible dream. He wakes up. Nobody is there to interpret it. Paro very quickly forgets the dream because all of a sudden there is an economic boom. 7 years of plenty, the likes of which Mitzrayim has never felt before. Everybody's spending. They're even burning extra wheat because there's nothing to do with it, and there's no reason to save wheat because this is going to last forever. Of course, it doesn't last forever. 7 years later, there is terrible famine. Egypt has saved nothing. Egypt is destroyed, basically abolished off the planet. Everybody dies out from famine because they weren't smart enough to, and no one told them to save up for the future. Meanwhile, again, this is all not the story of the Chumash, and this is all B'derech HaTeva. Hashem can do whatever he wants, of course, but B'derech HaTeva, the following could have happened. Yaakov in Eretz Kanaan, there's a famine there as well, and there's nowhere to go. There's no country that has any extra wheat, and unfortunately, Yaakov and his children die out, and the Jewish people, the only thing that is left, again, Chas V'Shalom, B'derech HaTeva, the only thing that is left of the Jewish people is a very small Wikipedia page that says, there used to be a small Jewish family in Eretz Kanaan. They tried to teach monotheism, but alas, they died out because of the great Egyptian famine. That's not the story of the Chumash. However, the only difference between the story of the Chumash and the story that I just told, the point of departure between the story of the Chumash and the story that I told, the difference between those two stories can be found in our Parsha, in Perek Mem, Pasuk Zayin. There are four words in Perek Mem, Pasuk Zayin that absolutely changed world history. Four words that absolutely changed Jewish history. Four words that were the difference between the story that I told of Bnei Yisrael Chas V'Shalom dying out from famine And the difference between that and the story in the Chumash of Bnei Yisrael going down to Mitzrayim, of Bnei Yisrael flourishing there, of Bnei Yisrael having Shibud Mitzrayim, of Bnei Yisrael leaving Mitzrayim, of Bnei Yisrael receiving the Torah, of Bnei Yisrael receiving Eretz Yisrael and coming to where we are today, there are only four words between those two stories. Perek Mem, Pasuk Zayin, Yosef sees the baker and the butler being very disturbed, and he says to them four words, Madua Pneichem Ra'im Hayom. Why do your faces look so bad today? What's the matter? How can I help you? Is there anything that I can do? You look so down. Four words that changed world history, that changed Jewish history, is that Yosef took out time of his busy and difficult life to say, how can I help you? And you and I can change world history by looking at people and saying, how are you? And how can I help you? And if need be, we can say, Madua Pneichem Ra'im Hayom, and we too can change world history. Shabbat Shalom, everyone.